Jack's Owl by Penny Matthews. And Penny's here to tell you about her story.
Many people love owls. They are such handsome birds and they look so very wise. Once, when I was little, I saw an owl up close. It was perched on a low branch of a tree. It looked at me with huge yellow eyes, and it wasn't a bit afraid. What would it have said to me if it could talk, like Jack's magical owl? It'd be fun to have an owl for a pet, but it's even better to see wild creatures living in their own world. Sometimes we are lucky enough to get close to them. That is real magic.
Jack was staying with his Auntie Min. She lived in a big old house with a hedge all around it. A gate in the hedge led to a forest. Jack loved to walk in the forest. He loved its strange, twisted trees and winding paths. Sometimes he heard small animals squeak, but when he looked, there was nothing there. One night, after supper, Auntie Min told Jack stories about the forest.
"Magical creatures live there, Jack," she said. "Once I saw a mouse with bright pink whiskers."
"I wish I could see a mouse like that," said Jack.
As he lay in bed that night, he heard an owl hooting in the forest. It seemed to Jack that it was calling him. Next day, Jack went hunting for magical creatures. He walked deeper and deeper into the forest. The trees grew thickly. They blocked out the sun. Jack walked until his legs were tired. The forest was dark and quiet. There was no magic anywhere. Jack felt sad. He sat beneath a tree to rest. A moment later, he saw a mouse. It was a soft grey mouse, and it had bright pink whiskers. Jack smiled.
"The magical mouse," he said to himself.
He put out his hand.
"Come here, mouse," he said very gently.
The mouse darted away.
"Please don't go,"
called Jack. He ran after it. Suddenly, a small owl swooped from the sky. In a flash, the mouse had gone.
"Oh,"
cried Jack.
"Missed," hooted the owl.
His eyes were like two golden moons. A talking owl? Jack was so amazed that he couldn't speak. The owl flew onto a branch.
"I'm who?" he said. "Do you have any food? I'm hungry. I can't catch those mice. They play tricks on me."
Jack longed to show the owl to Auntie Min.
"Come with me, who?" he said. "I can give you lots to eat."
Jack ran all the way back to his aunt's house. The owl flew above him.
"Auntie Min!"
yelled Jack. He raced into the kitchen.
"Look what I've got. His name is Who. He's going to stay with us."
"Good heavens," said Auntie Min. "You found a magical creature."
"He can talk," said Jack.
He gave Who some cheese. The owl pecked at it.
"Ugh," he said. "Don't you have any mice? Or a nice beetle?"
"Owls don't eat cheese, Jack," said Auntie Min. "They hunt for their food."
"But he's hungry," said Jack.
"I wonder what we can give him," said Auntie Min. "Perhaps he'd like a bit of sausage."
Jack didn't sleep much that night. The little owl was very noisy. He flew around the bedroom. He knocked things over with his wings.
He sat on the windowsill and hooted at the moon. He climbed up and down the curtains. He saw something soft and grey and swooped on it.
"Hi," said Jack. "That's my glove,"
who spat out bits of wool. "I thought it was a mouse," he said. "I'm still hungry. I must go home to the forest now." But when the sun rose, he fell asleep, as owls do. He slept all day. At sunset, Who woke up. Jack gave him some more sausage. Who ate it all.
"Yum," he said.
Jack stroked the owl's soft feathers.
"Come on," he said. "I'll show you the rest of the house."
Who perched on Jack's head, and off they went. Who walked up and down the piano. He hooted at the cuckoo clock. He flew around the pantry looking at all the food. There were lots of sausages.
"That was fun," said Who. "But I must go home to the forest now."
"Not yet," said Jack. "Soon."
When Jack was in bed, Who perched on the windowsill. He gazed out at the forest. But once again, when the sun rose, he fell asleep. 3 more days went past. Jack gave the little owl lots to eat. After dark, Jack let Who fly through the house. He kept all the doors and windows closed.
"I don't want you to fly away," he said.
Who was very fond of sausages. He ate and ate and grew rather fat. Soon his golden eyes became dull. After a while, Who didn't talk anymore. Every night he perched on Jack's windowsill. He stared out at the forest with sad eyes. Jack didn't know what to do.
"Who won't talk to me?" he told Auntie Min.
"I think he is unhappy," said Auntie Min.
"He is losing his magic. He belongs in the forest."
"But I want him to stay here with me," said Jack. "If I let him go, I'll never see him again."
His aunt hugged him.
"You must choose what is best for Who," she said.
That night, Jack opened his window wide. Outside, the forest was silver with moonlight.
"It's time for you to go home, Who," he said.
Who's eyes grew brighter. He pecked Jack very gently on the ear.
"Thank you, Jack," he said.
He flapped his wings and soared into the night sky. The house seemed very empty now that Who had gone. Jack tried to read, but he missed his owl friend. A few nights later, Jack heard a scratching noise outside. He put on his dressing gown and opened the window. A mouse was on the window ledge. The mouse was soft and grey, and it had bright pink whiskers.
"Hello, mouse," said Jack.
He put out his hand. The mouse climbed into it. Suddenly, a small owl swooped from the sky.
"Who?"
yelled Jack. Very quickly, he put the mouse in his pocket.
"Missed," said Who.
His eyes were like 2 golden moons.
"Those mice are still too smart for me. Have you got any sausages?"
Jack laughed. He ran to get Who a bit of sausage. Who ate it all.
"Yum," he said. "That was good." And off he flew.
The mouse climbed out of Jack's pocket.
"Sausages,"
it squeaked.
"I love sausages. Do you think I could stay here with you?"